Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine won a Kansas.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the N4G Radio. Time for another week, and with us this week we have the game is Cone.
Greetings, program props.
What you say?
I can't even speak English this week.
You can't. And all the winners we had one bear, right? One bold.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello.
With us from down south in Wales, we have the frustrated Fury.
Hello.
And finally, we have Mr. Whitehouse from across the pond over in America.
Howdy, boys.
He's from Texas.
He's from South Texas.
Where my mom is also my sister.
Oh, you Yankees and you're butchering the English language.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. That was bloody terrible. Yeah.
It was supposed to be, John. It was supposed to be. Oh. All right, so, but we do have a good show this week, because we have...
That's an awful bold prediction.
Well, stick with me for a minute, because we have Gamescom back after 2 weeks.
Greetings, programs.
Yay!
Congratulations, program.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
You're no longer a single program.
Yeah. Now it's just programs. Da da da.
Oh, snap. But you've been gone 2 weeks, and I don't imagine you played a lot of games, so your fondling should only last 35 minutes.
Yes. Ain't that the truth? Okay. Let's get started. On our honeymoon, we actually went to GameWorks. Nice. and the wife and myself played a lot of games. We played the Initial D racing game, which was really cool. I really like the drifting of that game. It really captures the essence of Japanese drift car racing with a anime manga feel to it. That was really.
Is this 1995?
Yeah, this is 1995. Yeah. Where have you been?
Apparently I've been asleep.
We played that. We played some Hydro Thunder. And, oh, okay. And the two games that were really, really cool. Well, yeah. Okay, there's three games that were really cool. The first one that was really, really cool was the arcade version of Mario Kart.
Oh, the Namco one?
Yeah. Finally got to play it. I never encountered one, you know, because it's a rare game, and usually whenever someone takes a photo of it, it's usually from Akihabara, Japan or something like that. But no, I found it at GameWorks and both the wife and myself played some of it, and it's pretty cool. It was only a single-player cabinet. Wish it would have been a multiplayer cabinet so that we could have raced each other, but oh well, it was a fun game. I got to play it. It's got the same type of gameplay as the Mario Karts on the console systems. I will say that the arcade version seemed like it was a little bit tougher in terms of the racing itself, but in terms of the weapon capabilities, you know how they have the weapon, the question mark blocks in the middle of the road? Well, the way they have this set up in the arcade version is that there are there's so many of them that there's like no way to miss not getting an item. So the arcade game basically forces you into getting items when you pass a item area. Pretty good. Graphics were great. You know, similar to the last game that came out. It was really good. Like I said, I wish it had multiple cabinets to play some multiplayer.
You know, there's a laser tag place in Mason that has a multiple cabinet Mario Kart.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Mason near Kings Island.
Excellent.
At least they did last time I was there. We went there for a company function a couple years ago, and they had one, so I assume they still have it.
Cool. I mean, that's a rare game in the States.
Yeah.
So, that's really cool. Let me see here. Another game that we played that was really, really freaking awesome was called Hummer, and you got to drive a Hummer. And it was a cabinet that was a two-seater, and one person would drive, the other person would be passenger. And it's just fun. I mean, it was fun to be even the passenger in this game because you were inside this cabinet which tried to recreate the exhilaration of being in a Hummer racing through a muddy forest or through a winter wonderland, if you will.
And, I miss the racing games when they just had really stupid theme tracks.
Yeah. But it was really fun because the cabinet itself like was it had over exaggerated movements to it, and you actually had to put on a seat belt in order to play the game.
Which safety was really, first.
Yeah. And got to play that. And the game that was the funnest one, I in my opinion, was some kind of a, I don't really remember the actual full name of it. It was a battle tank game. It was a two player. It was a game made by Namco. It was a battle tank game, very, very Japanese. It had some real crazy title, not quite Super Robot, but, it had like a really crazy title. And what was really sweet about it was, the actual gameplay was pretty simplistic. You pressed, the right pedal to drive forward. You pressed the left to go in reverse. And you fired like either a cannon or a machine gun, and you were in these battle tanks, and it was like the art style looked kind of like the Advanced Wars Nintendo DS series in terms of the actual look. It had a cartoony anime look where all the tanks are bright green, bright red, and what was cool about it, we played cooperative, so we were fighting other tanks. And the really, really neat thing was that it actually had a camera, and before you would play the game, it would actually take a picture of your face, and then you could have like a superimposed image over your face, like of an army man or like a woman with curly hair or something.
You did and the woman with curly hair, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And I had this like weird look on my face where I'm raising up one of my eyebrows, like ooh, like. What's this? But anyway, we were playing that, and that game was really fun. I mean, really fun. We played that multiple times, and then on top of fighting other tanks, you would fight like giant Godzilla-like monsters. Like you would fight these giant spiders. It really, really reminded me of the Earth Defense Force 2017 game. But with tanks. So, if you could check out this game, I'm pretty sure that Battle Tank is a part of the title. It's a Namco multiplayer game with a camera. If you see this at a GameWorks or a Dave and Buster's, I highly suggest that you play it. It's really, really fun. It's a blast. And then on the home front, the new home front, I've been getting my wife into fighting games.
Snap.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We played some Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and the other day we were playing Super Street Fighter 4.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was, you know, teaching her how to throw Hadouken and stuff like that, and she's actually kind of becoming a force to reckon with. I don't know if that's a good thing or if I just really suck that bad. No, really, I'm not that good at it. I mean, I know the basic moves and everything, but in terms of like overall timing, that timing really sucks. But then again, Street Fighter is one of those games where you almost have to approach it with almost a religious sensibility. Wouldn't you agree, Drew?
Yes. Majorly.
But yeah, man. I've been getting my wife into fighting games. You know, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is coming out next month, and got it all paid off and everything. So
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say you got the calendar, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
That close.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah, and I'm ready too. And I mean, tell you the truth, first time I play it, I want to experience it as a multiplayer experience with my new wife. Oh,
you're not allowed to all yourself.
Yeah,
it's kind of like snapping yourself. You're not allowed to do it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's well, my future fondling. Marvel vs. Capcom 2, probably. And also got my wife hooked on Angry Birds.
Well, that's not hard to get anybody hooked on Angry Birds.
No, it is not.
It's the greatest bathroom game of 2010.
Maybe of all time.
Well, oh, isn't it though?
Yeah.
It's the throne game of the year. That ought to be a category.
It should be.
Yeah.
What's the best game to play on the pot? All right, so that wraps you up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually quite a bit considering you had a big week.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you got out and you got to play some older games in the arcade. I didn't even know those things still existed.
Yeah. You kind of have to drive a ways to get to them, though.
They were like in a museum.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess I'll move on to Mr. Frustrated Fury over there.
Okay. Well, let's see here. You know how I've been playing Fable 2 a lot? The plan was to beat it this week, but I can't beat it because my dumbass roommate took my Xbox and my hard drive to South Carolina with him.
What?
Yeah. And didn't bother tell anybody.
I'd be whooping some ass.
Well, I still got my PS3. So
if somebody took my PS3, I'd be whooping their ass. This ain't a matter of, you know. No, I don't play favorites. You take it, you die.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm gonna have a dialogue.
Did
with
you give him permission to take it, or did he just take
it? He just took it.
Dude, that's a violation of the roommate code right there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he's laid low down, son.
Yeah, you need to check your roommate before he walks all over you.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, I'm at work all the time, so I don't know what goes on whenever I'm not here.
Man,
yeah, obviously,
you need to put the fear of God into him.
Yeah,
need to be hovering over his bed in a ninja outfit with a knife to his throat next time he wakes up. Be like, take my Xbox again. Take it again. I'm like Michael Dudikoff.
And then he'll kick me out of his house.
Only Ken laughed at the Michael Dudikoff reference.
I was thinking that you could stand over him in a radiation suit and play Van Halen.
Oh, okay. I'm Marty McFly style.
Yeah, tell him your name is Darth Vader.
But, Planet Vulcan.
Anyway, so since I don't have my Xbox, I, played a lot of PS3, and I, you know, I didn't really have anything started on my PS3, besides Final Fantasy 13, which I still haven't finished yet, but I need to. So I popped in Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom.
Oh, I love that game.
The game's pretty awesome. It's got that little, like, Walt Disney charm to it. With the whole, you know, touching music and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just, it reeks of Walt Disney. If that means any, it makes any sense. But the only problem I have with the game is that it tells you absolutely nowhere to go.
No, it really doesn't. It says, okay, you go here, and then it's like, eh, figure out where that's at.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you broke a mask. That opened the door somewhere.
It shows it to you on the map for like 2 seconds, and then you can't figure out where that was on the map.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, what? So I'm actually stuck right now trying to figure out what the fuck door I need to go through. But
I did that 3 or 4 times.
Oh, that's so annoying. And then sometimes the animals sound funny.
Topeu.
I mean, I'm fine with Majin because he's a big idiot, but he's like, those little rats I talk to, they're like, you need to go look at that door over there. I'm like, Jesus, okay, I get it.
Yeah, they are a little eccentric.
But, yeah, but it's actually a really cool game. The platforming sometimes will get on your nerves because it's not spot on. Kind of like, I just got done playing Enslaved. To where you can't miss a damn jump. So, you know, I guess I kind of spoiled myself with Enslaved.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's not a bad game, actually. It's actually rather deep for what it is. I didn't think you can change your equipment and stuff like that, and I didn't know you could even do that and give yourself more attributes. But, yeah, I played a lot of Majin. I'm probably about 5 hours in. How long is that game, Ken?
Oh, it's about 12 hours.
Okay.
If you're going to beat it, I recommend you level up before you go into the final area.
Okay.
Because there's enemies in there that will just wipe both of you out.
Well, I haven't died once.
Yeah, I didn't either until that last dungeon.
Wow. Okay. Great. But, let's see here. I also played a little bit of, I jumped back into Super Stardust HD for some reason and beat a lot of people's scores. I'm like ranked like 200 on one planet out of like, I don't know how many people have played that game, but that's a really fun game. I forgot how awesome that game is.
That is
the bad
a fun
thing
game.
Was I had to install like 400 megabytes worth of patches.
Oh, so yeah.
That was fun, but But the other game I played, and the game I played for review, was Ares Extinction Agenda. It's on Steam. It's a Mega Man-esque game, also a little bit like Metroid. I've been following the game for a long time. In fact, I'll go ahead and say it. And you know, a friend of mine helped make the music for the game. His name is Chris Geegan. He's from Scotland. No, Ireland. Excuse me, Ireland. He's going to kill me if he finds out I said that.
Yeah, that's two different places, man.
Yeah. Nah, he's from Ireland. But he made the music for the game, and it sounds a lot like a Mega Man type music. Lots of electric guitar and almost like a sci-fi kind of stuff. But it's actually really cool. It's on Steam. It was $8.99. I think it may still be $8.99. But it's originally $9.99. They had it a dollar off. It's really fun. It's like you play as this robot named Ares. Originally the game was called The Trash Man because Ares was a trash disposal robot. And what he can do is when you destroy enemies, you can pick up parts and stuff like that, and you can recycle the parts to make healing items, or you can make grenades, or you can upgrade your weapons and stuff like that. And it's actually really cool. It's got a really nice art style, and it controls awesome. I beat that game. Probably took me about 2.5 hours. It's a little short, But they have two different difficulty modes, and each stage, there's five stages and all, and each stage you can you get a rank, like, you know, it's D, you know, F, you know, A, and all the way up to SS. So it has incentive to go back and do more. Plus, it has Steam achievements, which are really cool. But it's actually a really, really fun game. And for like $10, I mean, you could easily get 5, 6, 7 hours out of it. So I really do suggest it. You should see my full review up sometime on ZTGD next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
But maybe. Because you know that story that everybody worked on. What was it about writing what the previews for coming up in 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that going live sometime?
Yeah. Leave me alone, okay?
Because I mean, I wrote about Dead Space 2, and it comes out next week.
I wrote. Yeah, you wrote about Dead Space 2. I already beat it.
Okay. Well, guess what? I don't get review copies like you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, and it didn't work.
That's not my fault.
I was going to play Zeit, or however you pronounce that game.
Zeit.
Zeit. Zeit squared.
Well, I sent you an XBLA code. It's not my fault.
I don't have an Xbox!
We'll see, that's why you need to slap down your roommate. That's not my fault.
And we're back to the roommate slap down.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, American Ninja, over his bed.
Did they make like 6 of those?
They did, and I think Dudikoff was only in the first couple.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, they started getting really bad when he left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first one wasn't a basketball
well, system. Yeah, I say really but bad.
But it was enjoyable, at least.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah, I'm trying to think if that's about it. I mean, I played a little bit of Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. I want to finish that game pretty soon. I still got one more character to go through their story, so that's another 8 hours. But it's actually a really good game. And that's pretty much it. Future, I'm gonna beat Fable 2 this week sometime, hopefully, and play some Zeit or Zeit, whatever you say it, and probably a little bit more Majin.
All right.
Oh, and Dead Space 2 because I got that pre-ordered.
Dude, I will tell you, it's badass.
Oh, I know. I know.
All right, so John, we're on to you.
Well, I finally beat Mass Effect 2.
Well, hey. Welcome to the party.
Yeah, I know. Just a year late. That game is incredible. I was a little bit surprised at how time flew in the game, because I have played it for about sort of 27 hours, and it kind of seemed that the mission sort of side quests and all those sort of things dried up quite quickly, but then I played for 27 hours, so it must have been a pretty good jaunt. But I did download the Shadow Broker DLC. I haven't touched that yet because I made the mistake of starting a new game with my imported old one, and I managed to get all of my crew members saved. Which means I've now got to go and do it again, because that's the one that will be imported into 3. Because once you import it, that's it. It can't be then imported into the next game, or you can't start from a previous point in the game. It's a real pain in the ass, that is. So I'm going to play it, try do the insane difficulty achievement.
Nice.
And the last one I got was in level 30. And there's also, I think I've got a problem, I don't know if anyone else had it who played Mass Effect 2, but there's an achievement for setting 25 enemies on fire.
Right.
Using the incendiary.
Who has a grasp of the English language?
Not me. I haven't got any. You know, you can go into your room to see your roll call of honours, and
right,
it'll tell you how many you've got to achieve that achievement, and it always says 0. So I don't know if there's a glitch or what.
Well,
it's really annoying.
I don't know if you've been doing this, but you have to actually, the incendiary bullet has to be the one that kills them. You can't just shoot them with an incendiary bullet. You've got to kill them with the incendiary bullet.
But it's all that's automatically, once you've selected that power, it's with you for the entire mission, isn't it?
No, it wears off.
It wears off, I'm pretty sure, and then you have to reselect it again.
It's not what the game told me.
Maybe it is. I mean, it's been a year. It's been over a year since I played
Yeah, some
a game,
of us haven't played that game in the last 5 days.
So maybe that's the case.
But other than that, it's a great game, really enjoyable, and I'm really pumped for 3 now. Considering that a month ago I wasn't that fussed with it, it's really stolen my heart, so fair play to BioWare. I don't think it's going to tempt me to go to do Dragon Age Origins, because it's a, even though it's the same sort of game, it's a different sort of game. I'm more a sci-fi person than a fantasy person, but
so am I. So am I.
You hurt my feelings, John.
I do apologise, but it's a, you know, they're epic games. They're huge in scale, and I think it would be a bit too much for me to take on. I also went against what I said I was going to do last week and picked up Little Big Planet 2.
LBP.
Oh, it's an awesome game. It's so sweet. Sackboy is just incredible. He blows Mario out of the water in regards to mascots. I think he's brilliant.
I was going to say, you best tread lightly there. Me and the plumber are tight.
I don't want to know about that, thanks, and what you get up to. You should do some loot.
Hey, at least I'm not hanging out with a guy named Sackboy, okay?
All right. Good point, well made. Stephen Fry does the narration again. It's all very charming, as you'd expect. The grappling hook is a little bit strange. It takes a bit to get used to. I don't know if you found the same, Ken. Whereas they've got rid of the jetpacks, they've put this grappling hook in its place.
Well, the grappling hook is funky because of the physics.
It is, but I always find that I'm trying to swing up to get your little point bubbles, but I don't know whether it's me or the way I'm controlling it, or just a lack of precision on their end. But when you sort of push left or right to try and get him to swing, he rolls up the...
Yeah, he goes up. That's not
you. That's really annoying.
Yeah, I did that too. I had to stop and pull down and then try to go back and forth while holding down.
It is, you know, but I'm sure it's something they can patch further on down the line. I did manage to get through the first level, which then allows you access to the community stuff. And throughout the piles and piles of shit that is on there, there are a few little gems at the moment, and I'm sure it'll get better and better as the time goes on. But, you know, there's a guy who's in a Pac-Man, which is pretty clever, although it is a little bit buggy, but, you know, it's all stuff that he can work out. And also there's a Street Fighter one, which is incredibly basic, but it is quite fun. So it's those sort of things that are, hopefully will surface to the top. You've got your... You can just sort of search through putting a phrase or a word in. You've got media molecules picks that they sort of highlight for you to look at. And then top downloaded stuff where, you know, or top rated stuff. So it's all very much in the same vein as the first game. But there's little tweaks. One of the best things they've done is they've made the moving in and out of the background a little bit more fluid and less annoying than the first game, because that was quite a bit of a bugbear, but that seems to have got a lot better, which is good. And after that, I played a game that answers or asks all of those serious questions. Now, the life-changing questions, the questions that everyone wants to know the answer to, questions such as, would you rather eat a snotsicle or a poop pie? And that would be truth and lies.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't think anybody in the world bought that game.
It was £3 new. And it is a big pile of wank. It's really, really bad. The lie detector thing, there's nothing to it. There's no science behind it. It's just, you're meant to record your voice and that asks you some set questions to calibrate it, and then it'll ask you varying questions. You can select themes such as whether it's kids playing or adults or couples or families. And these questions are all completely retarded. They bear no, you know, relevance in this, in the outside world. And the answers are, it's a coin toss, to be fair, lie or truth. We sat there with the mic, because you have to have a microphone to play it. And we sat there rubbing it on the bed sheet, so it just made a rustling sound. And apparently that's the truth.
You didn't know that was the truth?
The truth of it all, to be fair. However, on the plus side, I got 1,000 achievement points in about 40 minutes.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, see, Drew, yeah. I didn't play this game.
If you
wanted to, though, don't let him lie to you.
No, I really, yeah. I really did not.
And then, yeah, no, kids are like, "Oh my god, I gotta get that game."
Honest to God, at about 40 minutes, you zip through them, and that's its only redeeming feature, and that is it. There is nothing more. Luckily, because it costs £3, depending on where we trade it in, I'll probably get more back for it. Because some places are still selling it for £20. If anyone buys that for £20, they need their head examined severely. Because it's just, I mean, it's meant to be a party game, it's meant to be, you know, for shits and giggles, but there are party games out there that are a lot more fun. You know, you've got your Buzz, your Rock Band, your Guitar Hero, your SingStar. Every single one of those are leaps and bounds above truth and lies.
Well, that's your fault. You bought it.
Actually, my girlfriend did, but it was £3.
Dude, I don't care.
That's like $4.50.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really hate on somebody for buying that game for $5.
Especially when the trade-in value will probably be more than that.
No, I would have just turned around and traded it right back in.
It was online, so I couldn't. But yeah, no, I thought we'd heard the chivis were quite easy, so we thought, oh, we'll give that a go. I didn't realise how easy those chivis would be.
Okay, well, see, and Drew's not giving you any hard time. Whatever.
Yeah.
How dare you?
And I also picked up Move today. My lovely girlfriend went and bought me the Move starter kit. Because after getting Little Big Planet, because obviously you've got the ability to have the PlayStation Eye on, take photos and put stickers up, and the intention was I was going to get a PlayStation Eye so that I can take pictures of my ass and put them on the levels.
But John, I'm not downloading your levels.
You don't want to, it's a dark, dark place. But when we went in store, they were like 28, 29 quid. And so we looked at the starter packs, and it was like £45. And we thought, well, you know, with that, we've got the Move controller, the demos, for an extra like £15-16. So, yeah, we'll do that. And she bought that for me. And it's really good. I'm very, very surprised. I mean, the room that we've got PlayStation 3 in isn't massive, and there's some obstructions. But it works incredibly well, blows the Wii right out of the water. And was played a few demos, such as the Sports Champions, the Frisbee challenge they've got on there, which is really good. And the ping pong's amazing. It, you know, tilting the your hand will tilt the paddle so that you get spin on it. Very, very good. And they've also got things like we tried out that game called Tumble. And that was like a puzzle game where you use the motion controller to pick up blocks and make block towers, essentially. That was really good. Very, very precise, because you have to be with that sort of thing. Very, very impressed. Very pleased that we went and got it. I'm going to give some of the Move stuff a try that I've got on Sly Cooper, and Little Big Planet 2 has 10 levels, especially made for Move, and I'm also going to give the Heavy Rain Move demo a try, because I want to see how that plays with the Move controller.
Chocolate rain.
And that's it. That's all I've really got up to be fair. And next week, definitely some more Little Big Planet 2, and probably going to explore the Move a bit more, now that I haven't got to worry about Mass Effect and Truth or Lies will not be going back in my disc tray.
Hey, you done got everything you wanted out of it.
Hell yeah. And I'm mentally scarred for the rest of my life for it. The price was high.
Yeah, well, that's your fault. Alright, so I'll move over to the Wombat.
Alright, well, I really, again, haven't played much, although I did finally beat Assassin's Creed 2.
Hey!
Awesome, what did you think to the ending?
I thought it was crazy.
WTF, man, WTF.
Yeah, it's craziness. But I can't wait to jump into Brotherhood eventually and see kind of where it goes.
That gets even crazier.
Yeah, I imagine. I was baffled by the end. Other than that, though, I actually, like Drew, played some more Fable 2 this week, but not a whole lot more. I was mad because my intention was to jump back in where I left off and sort of go ahead and try and finish it, and both of my save files were corrupted.
Oh.
So I had to start all the way over from the beginning.
Oh, God.
So I probably won't end up beating it. I'll probably just go straight to the next one.
I guess what I should do, too, but...
So, and then the only other thing I played was I got Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
Oh, snap.
From Gamefly, yes. So I've been playing it. And, man, I'll tell you, I'm really early in the game. It's really, really awesome. There are some weird little production things that sort of make me laugh a little bit. Like, number one, his little pea-sized head drives me nuts for some reason. the fact that his neck is, like, 8 feet wide, and his head is, like, a little pea sitting on top of it. It's like it's like putting a pea on a golf tee is what he looks like. That, and I've only had one experience with him so far, but Comrade Horse is pretty funny, too. The horse with the Russian accent, the inexplicable Russian accent.
Oh, horse is a Russian, you know this.
Yeah. I should have known that, yeah. Come jump onto my back, I'll take you where we're going.
I've like, heard God. That line before.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't end well.
Right. It's a fantastic game. I just, his little tiny head and the horse's Russian accent made me laugh. I've taken to calling him Comrade Horse, and I hope that he shows back up.
Oh, he'll be back.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's a reoccurring character.
Gotcha, okay, cool. That pretty much wraps it up for me as far as games played.
So what are you playing next week? Are you going to throw in a little Fable or maybe some Brute Force?
Yeah, I thought about maybe playing some Amped 3.
How about some week? Condemned?
Condemned, maybe the very first one.
Or maybe how about some Chuck Yeager?
Don't make fun of that.
I'm really been in the mood for a Western lately, so I thought maybe I'd play Gun.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'd probably just be more Castlevania.
You need to play that. It's a long game. It's very good though.
Yeah, I was not aware. Somehow I was not aware that it was two discs. I was very surprised when I got the Gamefly envelope, and I'm like, man, this thing feels heavy as crap. I was very surprised to open it up and find the second disc in there. But,
well, at least Gamefly doesn't do what Netflix does, where it like will only send you one disc.
Yeah, I know. That would piss me off.
My wife is going nuts right now because she's doing the True Blood, and she gets one disc at a time. It's got two episodes on it.
Oh, yeah.
She's got to wait 3 days.
You want to talk about weird shit? That show was just weird. We watched all the way through the second season, and then we just stopped watching because it just got too weird. It's a good show, but it got too weird for me.
Well, it's not my thing. I'm not into the sparkling, lovey vampire thing.
Oh, he's not. It's not sparkling, lovey vampire. They're pretty brutal.
Oh, well, I'm still not into that.
Yeah, it's your typical HBO show. It's got a lot of sex and...
Yeah, well...
A lot of blood. It's very... I don't know. There's some very violent aspects of it, and just some very, like I said, just some very weird stuff goes on in the second season, and it's just a little too much for me.
I'm always weirded out to the fact that HBO can put sex in any of their shows, because they did a prison show called Oz.
Yeah.
And somehow there was sex in that.
Well, that's a big part of prison.
Yeah, that's a big part of that show.
But anyway, that's it. Me, as far as future funneling goes, I'll just be playing Castlevania.
You need to beat that before 2012.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Probably not. It'll probably be come January next year, I'll be telling you that I beat it. Gamefly will have made $800 off me with this game.
We're going to put you on... Your game of the year is now Laps.
Right.
So...
Yeah, my game of the year for this past year should have been my game of the year basically what I'm trying to say is Assassin's Creed 2 would have been much higher on my list if I'd have actually beat it in 2009.
Yeah, it was on my list in 2009. Such a great game. All right.
Anyway, that's it for me.
All right, so I guess it leaves me, which thankfully I'm still not playing a whole lot, but I'm playing really good stuff, so... that's another reason why I love the beginning of the year. I'll start with the boring stuff first. I played the demo for the new Xbox Live Arcade game, which basically got absolutely no advertising. I didn't even know it existed until I logged into my Xbox the other night and saw it was there. It's called Spare Parts.
Yeah, I saw that on
the Simon Pegg one.
It's Simon Pegg?
Yeah, Simon Pegg does a voice for one of the robots.
Ah, well see, I did not know that because I did not have my headphones on. I was just toying around with it. It's weird because like it's like a little action game where you got a hub world and stuff, but when you try to move around, you know we've been trained to use the right analog stick as your camera, and it doesn't do the camera. It brings up a little menu, so that was kind of weird. Other than that, it's just a charming,
kind of too human.
Oh my god, can we not go? That game's not 2007? Jesus.
Okay, fine. I was just saying that the only other control scheme that was like that was too human.
Yeah, well, you don't attack with the right analog stick in this.
There was that Jet Li's Rise to Honor.
I remember that game, yeah.
It had a similar control scheme.
Right analog stick to fight.
And the Blade game on PS2 actually had the same...
Oh, God, I forgot about that game. Why did you bring it back up?
Well, because you guys were talking about right analog stick combat, and Drew made a serious error by leaving those two games out. And
yeah, you know, like,
first
Wombat...
I didn't even know Jet Li whatever existed, the game. Well,
you know that Wombat is still playing games from 2003.
Right.
So.
Still fresh in his memory.
Right, exactly. I just beat Jet Li's Rise to Honor last week.
It's your game of the year.
Yeah, it's my game of the year. No, anybody who's played that game knows it wasn't anybody's game of the year.
No, it was a really kinda cool like idea that didn't work.
Yeah.
So, all right, but that's a boring game.
Awesome.
That's all I'm going to talk about that game. I don't think it's worth $10, but that's just, I don't care if Simon Pegg is in it. But I finished Dead Space. My review will be up tomorrow. Absolutely fan-fucking-tastic game. The only complaint that I have is that when you get towards the end of the game, you run into an enemy that can't die. Typical video game stuff where you have to get through certain areas and this enemy just keeps coming back to life and trying to kill you while you're trying to open a door.
That was in the first game.
Yeah. And then the ending... I'm just kind of like, okay. I still don't quite understand what happened, but it was very cool. and that's all I'm going to say. So, but man, that game is... There's a scene in that game that made me cringe. I didn't know if I could do it. You actually get an achievement if you can do it. But you have to do it to progress the game. But, man, it had me cringing while I was sitting there in my chair. Whew. Damn, that game is good. It's really, really good. I love that game. God, I can't say anything else. I'll spoil. There's some connection to the first game. That's what I'll say.
There's a sequel.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's something that's kind of like the first game. I'm not going to say any more than that because it'll ruin it. So there you go. But no, Dead Space 2, phenomenal game. It was about 8 hours, is what it took me to run through the first time. Totally wasn't fully upgraded. There is a new game plus, so you can go back through with all your upgrades on the harder difficulties, which is always nice. I also, on the 360, I played Wombat's 2013 Game of the Year, Two Worlds 2.
Nice.
It's a lot better than the first one, as far as control and, you know, glitches and stuff, but there are still glitches.
And Forsooth?
No, the Forsooth is not as bad. The voice acting's a little better. But
it's almost a shame.
Yeah, the glitches kind of cracked me up because, like, I was go to a cutscene and my dude's standing there, and then all of a sudden he's on the other side of the screen, and then all of a sudden he's back.
Nice.
And I'm like, yes, I'm a teleporter. And then I started talking to somebody who wasn't there, and then they just appeared. I'm like, I missed you, Two Worlds.
You know, that happens in Fable 2, too.
Yeah, I know, but see, in Two Worlds, it's just so, so apparent when it happens. But no, it's a lot better. And you jump, like within the first half hour, you already have everything back. They teach you how to do range combat, melee combat, magic.
Nice.
So it's all back within the first, like, half hour of the game. As far as the story goes, it's the same story. So, you know, you're there. You gotta save your sister.
You gotta save your sister.
Pretty much. And that's how it starts. And then I got so mad because I was playing and my wife was watching me play. And this big dude comes out and he's got this big giant glowing sword and I have a dagger. And then he gets killed and I'm like, dude, go pick up that sword. And my dude didn't go pick up the sword. And I'm pissed. Because that sword would have been awesome. I'd have had the Sword of Destiny right at the beginning of the game. And instead, no, I'm stuck with a dagger.
The Dagger of Destiny.
The Dagger of Crap. So
it's much less sought after.
Well, this is true. Nobody really wants that dagger. That dagger's not very cool. But no, I think that it seems like it's still Two Worlds, which will make the Two Worlds fans happy, all six of them. And but it's actually cleaned up a lot. It is actually a lot better, and it seems to be a very, very large game. The only thing that kind of puzzled me was this is like a loot gathering game, and your inventory menu has like gigantic icons. So like you'd have to scroll through like 60 pages to see all your loots.
Nice.
And literally by the end of the tutorial, I had 12 swords.
Well, can you still stack them like you could in the first one?
Yeah,
the same?
You can stack them, and you can also upgrade your weapons and use the items to empty out your inventory.
Oh, that's good.
So, I mean, it's good. You're going to like it. If you like Two Worlds, it's a lot better than the first one. So, but it's still Two Worlds, which is always nice. as nice as it can be.
Right. Well, it is nice.
In the last game that I played, I was shocked. And John was apparently pissed at me. when my two worlds was supposed to... This is kind of a funny story. My Two Worlds was supposed to arrive on Friday. I had the tracking number, everything. I was like, okay, I'm going to go pick it up. I go to pick it up. I have a package. I pick it up. I open it. It's not Two Worlds. So I check my email. Hey, look, it's been delivered. No, it hasn't. So I freaked out. I called FedEx. They're like, yeah, we delivered it to 34. I'm like, no, it's 94. So, apparently the people who sent it to me, I'm going to have to send a nasty email that they put the wrong address on it.
Nice.
So, I walked over to 34 and knocked on the door. It was a little nice old lady. She's like, are you Ken? I'm like, yeah, give me my game.
Bitch.
Give me my game.
I slapped her in the mouth and I said, forsooth. But in the other package was a shocker. It was a disc from Sony that said... test review copy of Killzone 3.
Look at that.
And I thought for a minute, I'm like, does that game like not come out to like the end of February?
Yeah, that's what I said. You sent me an email saying, I was like, wait a minute. That game's like for another 2 months almost.
I know, and I'm like, wow, okay. So I popped it in, and like the, I forget which game it was that they sent us, but the trophies didn't work on those test discs.
Demon Souls was the same way.
Yeah, Demon Souls wasn't. But when I popped in Killzone, it loaded up the trophy, so I can earn trophies.
Oh, no, Drew.
Well, I wasn't planning on playing Killzone 3 anyway.
Yeah, but you're such a trophy whore. How would it feel to be able to earn trophies of a game that's not even out yet?
Well, you know what? Aren't you sending me those NIS games?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you go. What are those games, by the way?
I'll have to look that up for you in a minute. I can't remember the name of them.
Alright.
But I popped in Killzone 3, and anybody who knows me knows that I was not the biggest fan of the last one. I found the single player to be a little boring. It's not that I had issue with the controls. I can get used to any kind of FPS controls. I didn't care for them at first, but as far as the campaign went, I wasn't really a big fan. But what I've played of this so far, I do like it better than the second one. I did try to get online and play, but that's not happening yet. It kept giving me an error. So my guess is that it's either not live or it's still not stable.
They're about to do another beta, aren't they, of the multiplayer?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, they are, yeah.
So there's one thing that I noticed is that, and I didn't play enough of the second one to be able to answer this question, so anybody that had played enough of it, you can answer it for me. Was there a bot zone in the first game?
A what?
An area where you can just go fight bots to practice the multiplayer.
Yes. Okay. Actually.
Yeah, because I saw that.
I think you could do that in Killzone 2, couldn't you? You could create a multiplayer match and it would be just a bunch of bots, kind of like Unreal Tournament.
But that's what I was asking. I didn't play enough of the second one to know.
Oh, okay. I played a crap ton of the multiplayer in the second one. The multiplayer was actually really cool. It was just that single player pissed me the hell off.
Well, and the single player was kind of boring, too. The multiplayer was a lot of fun, but the single player was kind of boring, I thought. Yeah, I enjoyed it at first, but it got boring pretty quick.
I am guessing that, because I don't think I even played Killzone 2 after the patch that made it play more like Call of Duty that everybody complained about. Yeah. But it feels like 3 still has that control, because it's a lot quicker and a lot more fluid, and not as weighty as Killzone 2 was, at least
really?
To me. I don't know what I can and cannot say. Like I said, I didn't beat the second one, so I don't really know the story. So I'm not going to say too much about how the game starts off, because I don't remember anything like this in the first game, or the second game, I'm sorry. So I'm not going to say anything. It may
have
happened.
Something big happened at the end of the second one.
Okay, well, I didn't beat the second one, so I don't know. I don't really care. Because the story's not all that interesting to me. It's just kind of like an invasion kind of thing. It's kind of like Halo's story. You know? I know I'll get flagged for that. Oh my god, you don't like Halo's story? I just kind of dismiss it. I mean, it's well told, but it's kind of predictable. So it doesn't, like, enthrall me or anything. And I kind of get the same vibe from Killzone. So, yeah, the story's not really a big point, but there is kind of a little something that happens at the beginning of the third one that probably shouldn't say. But I do dig it. It does have the move controls, which I have not tried yet. I'm going to try that because this is one of those things that I wanted the move for, was because they were actually putting it into core games. So I want to see how well it works. And it also has the 3D TV settings in it, which I cannot use.
So you should send it to me, really, then.
Except for the fact that it wouldn't work.
Why?
Because it's a test American disc, so it only works on U.S. systems as far as I know.
Oh.
It's not like a retail disc. It's just a silver disc that says Killzone 3 on it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, kind of like Alteria Riona.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. It even came in a Blu-ray case that had no cover. So.
Yeah.
it's exactly the same thing I sent to you with Atelier, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah, I was like, cool, I'm going to trade this piece of crap in. No, I can't.
No, you can't. that's the first thing my wife said when she saw the disc. She's like, you're not trading this in, are you? I'm like, no, I can't. But I think that's it. As far as this week, I'm going to play some more Killzone. Got to get my review done. I'm going to play... I'm done with Dead Space. I'm trying to think if there's anything coming out this week. Oh, yeah, Dead Space comes out this week. So I really don't have anything else to play, so I'll dig through Killzone, and I'll probably check out some more Two Worlds so I can write my review for that. Although I'd much rather have Wombat write the review. You see what I have to go through. But that's it. I'm just looking forward to, I'm counting the days to Marvel.
Yes.
Marvel, baby.
Marvel, yeah. Baby.
Curly mustache.
Marvel, baby.
Oh,
East Coast Philly, baby.
Mango Sentinel.
Oh, God. It's terrible. That's terrible. All right, now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news, and for once, we actually have some good news.
And now, News for Gamers in their style radio program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by Mr. Pip Extra. I'm drinking one right now, and it tastes fantastic. And now here's your host, Zero Tolerance.
Oh,
that was some good stand-in work.
A stand-in.
Yeah, good job, good job.
All right, so, and the top news story, the very first news story I have is a rumor.
Uh-oh.
That Metal Gear Solid HD collection is on its way.
Oh, that's going to be so good.
Yeah. Excited about that.
Well, I did comment on the N4G forum thread. They kept saying, I hope it's real. But after the success with God of War and Sly, and with Splinter Cell and Ico and Shadow of the Colossus on their way, this has to be happening.
Oh, yeah. This is one of the biggest trilogies on the PS2. It's going to happen. It has to.
Have they confirmed that they're doing the Splinter Cell one?
Yeah, yeah. It's confirmed.
In Europe, anyway.
It's only for you guys?
Yeah, same as Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia. Oh, man, that's a shame. Those are two of my favorite series.
Yeah.
But they may do what they did and release them separately on the PSN store for you guys, maybe.
But what I don't understand about the Splinter Cell collection is, like, not to be a fanboy or anything, but those games were superior on the Xbox. And that's only on PS2. Those are the PS2 versions.
Oh, wait, did you say Splinter Cell?
Yeah, Splinter Cell.
My bad. Sorry. For some reason, I had it in my head that you said Siphon Filter.
No.
That I don't care about Splinter Cell. I don't care about that.
No, but Splinter Cell 1 was, like, killer on the Xbox, and then Chaos Theory is still considered one of the best Xbox games ever made. So I'm surprised they only did that on the PlayStation versions. So, but anyway. Another big news, and I should have put this in my future fondling, but a Crysis 2 demo will be available on Xbox 360 this week.
That'd be fun.
Oh, it's only multiplayer, so.
It won't be.
Well, Gambus, you can't play it.
No.
You don't have the gold.
I don't have gold.
Alright. We've been waiting 13 years. 14 years, sorry. For this day. But the release date for Duke Nukem Forever has been announced.
Let's see if it files.
It will be released for 360 PC and PS3 on May 3rd, 2011.
You know what? I want to go old school. I'm going to do an old school N4G thing. I'm going to do a preview of the review of that motherfucker right now.
Okay.
Probably around a 6.5 to a 7.
I disagree with you, sir.
You think it's going to be that awesome?
I think it's going to be an 8. It's being finished by Gearbox.
Gearbox.
So yeah. I think it'll average between a 7.5 and an 8.
It just reeks of just crap. I don't know. It's just...
Well, were you ever a Duke Nukem guy?
I played Duke Nukem 1 and 2... And, you know, I mean, I was a PC guy back in the day. Yeah, I played them, and I mean,
Did you play the side-scroller Dukes, too?
Oh.
No.
God, the Manhattan Project was terrible.
Well, I'm talking the side-scroller, like the original side-scroller.
Oh, you mean Duke Nukem 1 and 2.
Right, yeah. Right. Those were fun games.
Oh, yeah. I love Duke Nukem 3D is still one of my favorite FPSs from the old PC era. And I have been waiting on a true sequel for years, and I cannot wait to play this game. I think it's just going to be pure Duke fun. It's going to be like a summer movie.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to go into it expecting. I mean, if you go into it expecting, you know, this first-person shooter with an amazing story, you're going to be sadly disappointed. But, like you said, the core of the Duke Nukem experience is basically the summer movie. So
that's what I'm expecting.
The HBO summer movie.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm totally pumped for it. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a fun romp, a good little 6 to 10 hour FPS with a lot of comedy and lots of crazy weapons.
Basically, it's going to be the first person shooter equivalent of like the Expendables.
Expendables.
Yeah.
No, yep. They expand.
Well, I think they expanded over the years with those muscles.
Well. Yeah, considering Sylvester Stallone has said multiple times that he believes steroids are very useful for actors.
And that's why he still looks fit, and his counterpart Arnold Schwarzenegger had to wear a suit to hide his flabbiness.
Right.
Is this really news that Modern Warfare 3 was expected this year?
Yes. Well, there was that whole debacle about whether or not it was going to happen because of the lawsuits, but, you know, it's money train. So.
Yeah, that's going to happen. There's going to be a Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, and it's going to sell another 10 million copies.
Yep.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
None of this matters. There's a rumor floating around that a Walking Dead game may be announced, and there's a rumor that it's going to be developed by Telltale Games.
That excites the crap out of me.
Alright, it's time to inject your heroin, light up, get your LSD on, because there's a Grateful Dead video game in the works.
Okay.
You don't know who the Grateful Dead is?
I'm joking. I've heard the name. I'm not familiar with their work.
I wonder if it'll suck as bad as the Grateful Dead do.
I don't think that's possible. I seriously don't think that's possible.
Oh. I am in agreement.
Final Fantasy XIV has a new boss, new guy in charge, and he says there's big changes a coming. Well, hopefully they're good changes because your game was terrible.
I don't think they can make bad changes.
No, it's not possible to make that game any worse than it already is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet they can.
Yeah, that's true.
Double the subscription fee.
Oh. Now you're just being stupid, John. You're just being stupid.
We'll see.
Acquire announces a game set in Akihabara. Apparently it's going to be a vampire action game. Anybody who's not familiar with Akihabara, it's basically the nerd district in Japan.
Yeah. The electric district. The district where it's like 50% anime and video game stores with a bunch
pornography.
I'm sure
there's some tentacle porn floating around there.
Yeah, probably.
But Acquire are the guys who were behind the Way of the Samurai series, in case you were curious who they were. Yeah. Yuji Naka has announced his new studio. It's called Rodea. He's working on a new sky action game. I always like when they give these cryptic descriptions of what kind of game they're working on. We're working on a sky action platformer shooter first person.
Well, hopefully it's better than Dark Void.
God, please.
Really? Alright, Nintendo released their big news, the 3DS launch date and price. In the US it will be $249.99, which is $50 cheaper than I expected, and it will launch on March 27th. It comes packaged with a 2GB SD card, a charging cradle, and 6 augmented reality cards. 2 colors available at launch, the other 6 coming obviously at the end of the year. The first two will be Aqua Blue and Cosmo Black.
You know what? I think the green one is badass looking, and I'm trying to decide if I want to wait until that one comes out.
And here's another announcement. No Zelda or Kid Icarus on day one.
Yeah.
I saw that one coming.
Yeah.
How about the real proper news? Over in the UK, we get it 3 days or 2 days earlier, and it costs us the equivalent of about $300?
$320, wow. I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Good lord.
Getting ripped off again.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for getting it early.
Being rich and British.
You being rich and British bastards.
Yeah, because we all live in mansions over here.
Yeah. All right. Houses. There's a new 3DS game coming that crosses Nintendogs with zombies.
Oh, awesome.
It's called Pet Zombies in 3D. So you can raise your own zombie on the 3DS.
You feed them brains?
I guess. That's kind of...
All I know is... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is kind of gross.
I can't wait for Mega Man Legends 3. That's like the 3DS game for me. That and Paper Mario, because Paper Mario looks fantastic too.
All right, here go.
Okay. Well, I was just saying, if it's the Paper Mario that was on the Wii, I don't want that.
It's a different way. It's a sequel to it.
Okay.
All right. We were talking about porno a minute ago.
Okay.
There is a... The Secret of Monkey Island has got a porno parody. It's called The Secret of Spunky Island.
Wow. That's awesome.
Apparently Guybrush Threepwood meets up with some Tetris pieces in The Secret of Spunky Island.
What?
It's directed by a guy named Edward Penis Hands. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was another movie. And there was Dawn of the Head and The XX Exorcist.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
I know you want to go rent Super Hornio Brothers. Oh. Well, here you go. Another sequel to a sequel. Square Enix has announced Final Fantasy 13-2.
Wow.
I'm excited, I guess.
Seriously.
Do you want a sequel to a sequel?
All right, first off, Final Fantasy 13 is not a sequel to anything.
It's got a 13 after it.
It's a standalone story.
It's its own universe. Oh, my God.
Well, they made Final Fantasy 10-2. Why not 13-2?
Well, there you go.
Because 10-2 sucked.
Yeah, well, how about this? Final Fantasy 7 Crisis Core was actually pretty awesome.
Yes, it was.
I will give you that. That was a really good game.
I'm sorry. This just... whatever. And you know what? That's it. That's literally all the news I have. Really?
I thought you said it was an awesome news week.
Well, I just announced a bunch of awesome stuff, did I not?
Yeah.
Oh, there is one news... I'm surprised this isn't in the list. Oh, God, this site sucks. I need to go to a new site. Mortal Kombat was announced. The box art and the release date. The release date is April 19th.
Oh my God, I'm going to be broke
as shit.
So,
that's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Mortal Kombat. You know what pisses me off about it? It's not on a Monday. It's not on a Monday.
Yep, Mortal Monday.
Mortal Monday did not happen. I'm upset about that.
What, is it just a Tuesday?
Yes, it's just a Tuesday.
It's just a Tuesday.
To me, it was...
For me, it was Tuesday. Bison's getting his revenge. Bison's getting his revenge.
Yeah.
I mean, and how do you break that tradition? Well, especially when you're going back to your roots, man. They should even have the commercial with the little redheaded kid.
Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
Do you think it will actually have that song in it? I hope it does.
If it doesn't, I'm going to be... It's like... They need to put it in the credits, like when you beat the game. That song needs to play like...
That would be awesome.
Raiden. Johnny Cage. Oh, God, that was a great song.
I don't know that I'd call it great.
You like that, but you don't like Indestructible? What's wrong with you?
You know what? Shut up.
Mortal Kombat runs circles around Indestructible.
Oh.
No.
Gauntlet.
It has been brought in. It has been brought in.
You're dividing the N4G podcast crew.
Just like an episode of Lost.
Who's on my team?
I'm the others.
You're the others? We have Team Gambus. We'll get t-shirts made with sparkly vampires on them. Oh, okay. Well, that's... Wow. No, it was good news. It just wasn't a lot of it. I can't help that. According to... I'm not going to jump too early into the Twitters, but there's a Bulletstorm demo?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, Time Times Crisis.
Really? Why was that? God, I swear I need a new site for news. It's, you know, I would go to Twitter. I would pull all the news from N4G, but I'm tired of flipping through the fanboy news.
Yeah.
It's pretty thick.
Yeah, you know, they've got all the good news is on there, but I gotta find it.
Yeah. Oh, there's a rumor that that Gears of War 3 is gonna suck because it's only on the Xbox 360.
Oh, here we go. You know what?
It's the top story on N4G.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
The top stories on N4G include the Lens of Truth Mass Effect analysis between the two systems.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, dude. It's built on the Mass
it's
Effect 3 engine.
It's a completely different engine.
But the PS3 version's better.
Well, of course it's better. It's a year late, and it's built on a new engine. Of course I like it's better.
It's because it's on the PS3.
I like how there's a lot of comments that say, oh, it's a sucky game anyway. All it is third-person shooter where you just take cover and shoot.
That's all you do in Killzone.
We need to have like a
all you
special.
Do in Uncharted. Yeah. I mean, I love Uncharted, but that's all you do in Uncharted.
No, you don't. You jump.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah, that's for that.
Which, you know, you can't jump in Gears of War or Killzone. Oh, wait, no, you can jump in Killzone, can't you?
Yeah, you can jump in Killzone.
You couldn't jump in the first one.
Yeah, the first one you
Yeah, the very first one you couldn't jump, but you can't jump in Gears of War, and you can't jump in Ghost Recon.
Oh.
Take that to the bank and smoke it.
What? Do you really need to jump in you know, Ghost Recon?
I'm an elite terrorist fighter. Yes, I need to jump.
Yeah, but you don't jump 20 feet in the air like you do in Halo.
Well, that's so because you're not in space. Jumping. You're not in, like, a super suit.
Well, there's my super suit.
If you could just jump, like, a foot in the air.
Dude, if I could jump a foot in the air in Ghost Recon, you know how much faster that game would be if I could get over those impenetrable desks that are turned over? Like, seriously, you can't go this way. Why? There's a desk there. You can't get over the desk.
You want to go into the negative area?
Alright. I have... Which, by the way, Drew, I saw you having a conversation in our Twitter, or our forum thread.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been to forums, I don't know how long.
But in the Gran Turismo sales where we got hammered about that?
Yeah.
So apparently it sells good in Europe, so there you go.
Okay, well, that I was discussing NPD.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to be a dick or anything, but I'm just pointing that out.
Hey, you know what? That zero tolerance saying that stuff. But it's not frustrating or furious. Don't direct it toward me when you go in the forums next week.
You know what?
Who cares?
You're afraid. Everybody hates me. Come on.
But I'm such a likable guy, and I want to keep it that way.
Let me tell you something, Drew. I know you're somewhat new to the podcast. You're going to get hate mail. And you're probably going to get a lot of it. We've all, I think, gotten our share.
Yeah, even Gambus. Even Gambus got called out.
Yeah, even Gambus has gotten hate mail.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And come on now. Nobody hates Gambus.
You know, I think I should be deducted into the Hate Mail Hall of Fame. So, you know what, guys? Everybody out there, even if you like me, I want some hate mail this week.
Oh, he's calling.
I can do that.
He's calling for it now. Well, you know, even John got ridiculed. Now it's just because of his voice. Come on.
I got attacked by David Jaffe, for Christ's sakes. Trust me, I know what it's like.
This is true. All right, so I'm going to move over to the forums. That's what brought that up. And we have a few questions from Squiffy. He's a longtime listener, first-time poster. God, I feel like I'm on the radio. He says, first up, let me stroke your huge egos. I'm
already stroking mine.
Oh, wow.
That's the only thing that's huge around here.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh.
I'm loving the show. Keep up the good work. It's also nice to hear someone on the show from here in Blighty.
Hell yeah.
All right, on to the questions. When Santa came to your house and emptied his sack under your tree, did you get all that you wanted?
Absolutely.
No, I kicked him out and told him to clear it up.
I had to get new carpet.
Son of a bitch put spots everywhere. I got out the black light, and man, it looked like a murder scene.
He threw a lump of coal up my head. That was about it.
No, the only thing I wanted for Christmas was an iPad, and I got an iPad. So, Santa's sack was full of goodness for me.
Same here.
I got pants.
Hopefully they weren't ones he used when he emptied it.
No. They were still on the hangers.
No, we pretty much told everybody not to get us anything. We told him to spend all the money on Jacob, so he got a lot of cool stuff, though.
You know what? My son has like a million toys in the floor, and we had a box for him to put all the toys in, okay? He empties the box out of all the toys, throws them all on the floor, and then he plays with the box.
Yep.
Nice.
That's how it works.
So next
I'm grateful,
year,
son of a
it's like next year, everybody just buy him a box.
See, Jacob just tries to put everything in his mouth.
Well, he
so it doesn't matter what the purpose of the toy is, he's just going to try and put it in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. All of his toys go in his mouth, too, and then he gets the box, and then he just flips it over and over. I'm like, what are you doing? That's just a box. Oh, all right, second question. I am a Southpaw gamer. For those who don't know, that means when playing FPS games, I have the stick control swapped over. Right stick for move and left and strafe, left stick for look, turn and look. Quite a few of the big AAA games have support for this option, but some don't. My question is, should all FPS games come with fully customizable control options like the PC to cater to all gamers?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, they should.
Absolutely.
And you know Killzone Absolutely. 2 only has two controller configurations? Or, I'm sorry, Killzone 3?
Three.
Because I went in there because I guess you can switch between shooting and looking, or looking down the sights with the L1 bumper. And that's, like, that's the only difference. It switches a button.
Yeah, instead of clicking in the right stick.
Mm-hmm.
That's so annoying. Why would you want to click in the right stick?
It's just, I don't know. It's just like, John, I think you were campaigning a couple years ago for Call of Duty to have colorblind.
Oh, it wasn't me personally. It was somebody who went on the Game Noob when I was running it. And they had, I think her husband had the red and green colorblindness. And right. Obviously, although World at War had an option to change it to orange and blue, I think it was. That wasn't right. In Modern Warfare. I think things like that, to be fair, in this day and age, should be standard. You should have completely customizable controls, and you should have things like colorblindness taken into consideration. But I also think that you should be able to have it be remembered by your console, so that next time you put in a first-person shooter, it automatically sets them up so that it remembers the way that you like to play it, and you haven't got to ask about with it.
That's the way Xbox does that.
Does it?
Yeah. That was one of the biggest features when that thing right. was announced that nobody ever uses. I set mine, and every game I play has my sticks inverted, and right. it has my color set. It's all in the options menu.
Crikey, wow, I've never even seen that before. Oh, I hate inverted.
Don't start this fucking either. Conversation, okay? I can't help it that you guys...
Unless you're flying a plane, there's no reason for controls to be inverted.
You know
Are you
what?
Flying a plane?
You know what? I frag all of your asses. Maybe you should play the other way.
Really? Jump on Street Fighter, see if you want to frag me then.
That's not a frag, dude. That's a fighting game.
Doesn't matter. I'll hot dog in your ass.
Oh, here we go.
Well, that's something I didn't know. So there you go.
Yeah,
every day's a school day.
It sets up everything from your difficulty setting, your colors, your stick inversion, your racing game settings, if you like to play in the car or outside of the car. It's all in there, and it actually works.
I'll have to look at that. That's in the options, really. The Xbox options.
Yeah, it's under... I'm trying to remember what it's under.
Controls?
no, it's not actually listed as controls.
It's some kind of like preference.
Yeah, it's called preferences, I think. Like game preferences, yeah. But yeah, I love that feature. I set that thing up the first time I got my system, and I haven't had to mess with options since. Like, every time I get on my PS3, I gotta switch my controls. Alright, question 3. We've all heard people call themselves hardcore gamers for whatever reason. But how would you define a hardcore gamer? Me, I'm 38. This year, I've been playing games since 1982. I would say this makes me a hardcore gamer. What about you guys?
I'd say it makes him a long-term, dedicated gamer. Nowadays, I think hardcore is reserved for those people who like to set console walls alight with their fanboyism.
No, those aren't hardcore gamers. Those are trolls, John.
Yeah. Yep. They have horns sticking out of their heads.
I mean, like, I'm not doubt this guy's, you know, ability to be a hardcore gamer, but, I mean, I don't think you necessarily have to be playing games a long time to be a hardcore gamer. I've got a buddy of mine who I just got into games, you know, the past year, and I consider him a hardcore gamer now.
I would say it's to do with what you play and how invested you are in it. I mean, casual gamers, by nature, obviously dip in and dip out to games that are quite easy to play. I think hardcore gamers are the people that spend a little bit more time and play more challenging games, maybe.
No, I used to really be into the kind of, I don't want to call them labels, but that kind of stuff, like the hardcore gamer and like what defines a hardcore gamer, and I'm proud to be a hardcore gamer and all that, but the older I've gotten and the more games I've played, I'm to the point now where I don't even care. It's like, I don't even care if people think I'm a hardcore gamer. I'm just a guy who likes to play video games. That's my designation at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there are some people that say, oh, I'm a hardcore gamer because I only play games that are rated M for mature.
Yeah, that's because,
they have to play RPGs that, you know, are really complex and crap like that. I mean, you don't have to.
I think the biggest thing is that you can't call yourself a hardcore gamer.
Yeah, because that comes off as really lame, if I'm being honest.
A hardcore gamer.
I'm a hardcore gamer. It's like, come on, man. Give me a break. You like to play games a lot. That's fine. Don't put a label on yourself.
Oh, gotta love it. What'd you have to say, Gambus?
I think there should be a new term called game enthusiast.
That's what they give sites like us, is enthusiast.
Yeah.
That's even how I had to register for E3, was a enthusiast site.
Really?
By the way, yeah. I read your Twitter. I take it you're going this year.
Yes. Our good friend Dusty at N4G is shipping me off to E3 this year.
Oh, nice. That is excellent.
I got my hotel booked. I am literally 0.75 miles from the convention center, so I can walk.
You'll be able to smell the sweat from there.
What's that?
You'll be able to smell the sweat from your hotel room.
Yeah, I know. The ads are like, the ads are all over the place in downtown.
Yeah, it was spectacular. I loved going to E3.
So, yeah, I will be there this year all by my lonesome.
I'm insanely jealous.
Yeah, we only get a few conventions similar to that over here. We don't get anything by, you know, that grander scale. So it is a bit of a shame that it's so far away, because it's something I'd like to do at some point in my life.
It's very cool. Well, that's two trips I have to make this year. I'll be at PAX in March, and I'll be at E3 in June.
So jealous. So jealous. So.
I wish I could go to PAX, but I can't go. I was going to go.
So I'll be there by myself, too. Wonderful.
Damn it. You want to get a hotel room together?
I can't. I'm staying with my sister-in-law.
Damn it. Can I stay with your sister-in-law?
I'd like to go to PAX, too, but we got three vacations already this year planned, and it's going to be hard enough to get those coordinated, so.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to traveling. His first travel, he will be just shy of a year old.
Yeah.
So. All right, last question from Squiffy says, would you please all say this phrase in your best English accents just for shits and giggles? And John, you're not allowed to say it in English accent, you got to say it in American accent.
Yeah, it doesn't work the same, though, does it?
No, it doesn't.
This phrase is...
You gotta say, howdy, partner, give me a cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's probably more appropriate.
No, give me a taco.
Taco.
Which, by the way, John, I had Taco Bell for dinner last night, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still shitting
this
covers
on from last week.
Yeah, my stomach still hurts.
Are you doing the podcast from the toilet?
Oh, I wish I could. All right, here's the phrase. Right ho, must pop off now, tea with the queen and all that, pip pip. All right, well, I'll go first then. Right ho, must pop off now, tea with the queen and all that, pip pip.
Very well done.
Okay, I'll go. Let me see here. Right ho, must pop off now, tea with the queen and all that, pip pip.
Oh, excellent.
Righto, must pop off now. Tea with the queen and all that, pip pip.
We don't. That's terrible.
Well, it could have been worse. I could have said, righto, I've got to pop off now. Got tea with the queen and all that, pip pip.
Dick Van Dyke School of Linguistics.
Oh, man. I'll give it a little try. I'll do it a little bit different. Righto, must pop off now. Tea with the queen and all that, pip pip.
You sound like the dude from Get Him to the Greek.
Russell Brand,
yeah. That's who you sound like. I watched that movie.
I can only do a Cockney accent. That's the bad thing about it.
Alright, John, it's howdy, partners. Can y'all give me a taco? George Bush.
Howdy, partners. Can y'all give me a taco? George W.
That's
awesome.
Pretty good.
He says,
"That wasn't terrible."
Right, that's it for me. Here's hoping for an excellent 2011 for gamers.
Yes.
All right. What time we got? We got time. I have another set of questions from Mr. Toto Annihilation. He says, "Please forgive me, N4G gods. I have spoken lies to you. I will sacrifice 10 fanboys to you as a gift."
I require 15.
You greedy bitch. He said, "I just found out you don't need to get all the platinums for the Sly 4 teaser trailer. You just have to beat all three games." But he's going to go for the platinums anyway.
Good luck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He says, $300? That's way over my budget. I don't think I can afford the 3DS. It's $250.
I think he mentions that later on.
Ah, okay. What about you guys? Is it in your price range?
I don't want it to be, but yeah, I guess I can.
Yeah, I think it kind of is for me. Yeah. It's not as bad as, you know, $250 is expensive, but it's not too bad.
I paid more for the PSP.
I plan on starting to save for it now and trade some stuff in and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I need to get my pre-order down. I think I'll do that this week. I got a lot of stuff I got to do this week.
So,
do it on Amazon. Still
exactly?
Taking them.
It's March 27th. We announced that in the news. Were you asleep?
Yes, I was.
Well, wake up, married man. You don't get it. You don't get a pass because, you know, what is it? Three of us on the show are married.
Yeah.
So you don't get a pass. Pay attention.
No. Yeah, three of us. Yeah.
And John was.
Right.
Well, I technically still am. That's in,
okay.
That's in, it's ongoing, obviously. Being resolved.
Yeah, I was there. I know what you're going through, so it's all good. Okay. Question number three. If you guys could give any video game the High School Musical treatment, what game would it be? Turn it into a musical for almost teens.
Okay, Final Fantasy. Because it's already High School Musical anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to say Dead Space.
Angry Birds.
Awesome. Angry Birds.
Angry Birds the musical.
The musical, absolutely.
Dude,
that
I've made...
be awesome.
I know it's probably predictable, but I'm totally going for Metal Gear.
That is an opera in itself, isn't it?
You want to make
each of the songs would be an hour and a half long.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And none of them would make any sense.
You want to make Postal a musical? Wasn't that already a movie?
Yeah, it was a movie. Yeah. It was a shitty movie.
Terrible, terrible movie.
How about Marvel vs. Capcom 2? You could the main song could be "I'm Gonna Take You for a Ride." I mean, think about it. That has potential for Broadway.
That could be the subtitle for it. It would be Marvel vs. Capcom 2: The Musical. I want to take you for a ride.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I'm gonna take you for a ride. All right, next question. If you guys had to fight to the death, who would win?
Oh, snap.
Wow.
Gambus.
Because nobody,
he can't die.
This is true. Unless you
the
cut off his head.
Gambus Khan.
If you cut off his head, he dies.
Yeah.
And you absorb all his power.
Yeah, you get struck by lightning and absorb his powers.
I don't know. I think...
There can be only one.
Hey, Gambus, you want to come over this week? I need your powers.
I think John W. would win because we would all die trying to swim over there.
Okay. Next question. That British guy, John W. I think that's his name. He has an unnatural attraction to Lara Croft's rack.
Not just racks in general.
That's not unnatural.
You notice how Gambus said that all quietly. That's not
unnatural. That's not unnatural. He's like, isn't that's it? Not unnatural, is it?
if anyone wants to know, I wasn't one of those sados that used the codes from the PS1 version to take clothes off.
That didn't exist, John.
I never. Oh, doesn't it? There you go, then. There you go.
No, that was an April Fool's joke that people spent 30 hours trying to do.
I'm pretty sure some people did mod the PC version to allow for that.
Oh,
they
yeah.
did. There's pictures.
There's pictures. Oh,
they did. There's pictures.
And you're having to go at me. He knows his pictures. He's probably seen them.
Google image search. It's your friend.
No thanks.
All right, Portal 2. Hells yeah. Who's buying it?
Hells no.
I am. I love the first Portal.
I liked it too until everybody started quoting it.
Yeah.
So you're not going to play a game just because the stupid people?
Yes.
Well, what does that make you?
A hardcore gamer.
Oh, for God's sake.
Self-proclaimed.
Oh, that makes you a troll.
I don't know. It's just... no, the trolls are the ones that piss me off.
So everybody but you is a troll.
Correct.
There you go.
Well,
puzzle quest.
All I'm saying is you're the only one I know that lives under a bridge and eats billy goats.
Okay.
Number 7. Just so you know, I listen to you guys on my PSP Go, and it cries every time you diss it. It has feelings like you and me.
I'll cheer him up. I'm actually more looking forward to the PSP 2 than the 3DS.
Oh, no way!
I guess you don't like to play games.
Here's the problem. The PSP Go was not a bad system.
No,
it just fucked its audience.
No,
yeah, they just didn't treat it very well, or the audience very well.
This Sony wanted to make an all downloadable thing. The problem was the software creators wouldn't agree to make downloadable only titles. You know, so we got Final Fantasy Dissidia. Or not Dissidia, but Crisis Core. Nobody who has a PSP Go can ever play that game because they never released it in downloadable form.
Yeah, that was what pissed me off. It's like, why do I want to buy a PSP Go when I'm not going to be able to play any of the games I already have on the PSP for it?
Yeah, exactly. It's just a waste. All right, number 8, JETS, Jets. Who are you guys rooting for?
Falcons.
Well, they're out of the playoffs, Drew.
I'm still rooting for them.
You got to have a different team. There's only 4 left.
I don't care.
You know, I have a soft spot for the Packers. I kind of want them to go. Kind of want them to win. Packers? No, not the Fudge Packers. Jesus.
I as well call them.
What's wrong with you, Gambus?
anybody that's not the Steelers.
Oh, wow.
All I got to say is Flash Gordon, New York Jets.
Well, here we go. Gambus, you don't even watch football. You made a fake character in Madden. All right, number 9. I've been thinking about playing with my Wii.
That's what she said.
But I can't think of a good new game for it that's out. It's just sitting there gathering dust. But anyway, I need a game to play on my Nintendo Wii. Any suggestions? I already have Brawl, De Blah, Boom Blocks, Wii Sports Resort, Twilight Princess. You need to play Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong,
Super Mario Galaxy. Kirby.
No Mario Heroes.
Yeah.
No, 1 and 2. Mad World's great.
Kirby. Hunter. Kirby's
Monster
awesome.
Monster Hunter Tri is awesome.
Uh-huh. I just named you about 10.
You got to be the right kind of guy for Monster Hunter.
Yeah, you do.
You got to be the kind of person that likes to grind. Not everybody likes to grind.
I like to bump and grind.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
That's right.
Another good one that nobody ever played was Silent Hill. Silent Hill Shattered Memories.
I have that on my Wii, but I have not played it yet.
It's an awesome game.
All right. Next question I'm going to have to read a little indiscreetly. Number 10, you guys ever listen to this music from Pogo? He has a YouTube channel called...
spell it.
F-A-G-T-T-R-O-N. He does amazing music and has such an unfitting name.
Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting.
No, I've never heard it, sorry.
I've never heard of it.
I haven't either.
Anyway. Number 11, Apple products are like drugs. The first time is free or incredibly overpriced.
With me, it's always been incredibly overpriced.
Well, yeah, but damn, they're good.
Yeah.
Sorry, my headset cut out. What was the original part? Or what was the question?
Apple products are like drugs. The first time is free or incredibly overpriced.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, and his last one says, Full Metal Alchemist, anyone? Best manga anime ever.
Brotherhood was nice.
I'm sorry, I don't watch that.
Yeah, I don't watch it either.
I've never seen Brotherhood, but I've watched the original version.
I enjoyed Brotherhood.
All right, he says, that's it, and I know I just need to write my cues like a week in advance for you guys to get them, and it's like a cheat code. And then he has the post after, I once again spread lies, but seriously, the 3DS is actually $250. I think I can get it now.
Woo-hoo!
So, there you go. So, I guess I do have time for the last question, because there's not a lot of tweets. So, Key says, hey N4G dude, some questions for you. This year, with so many good games coming out, I've decided to buy very few games at full price, instead waiting till they get less expensive. So do you agree with this plan? And if so, what games do you not mind waiting for the price drop for? You know, that's a really good strategy. It really
is. Pretty much anything anymore.
But I can't do that. I just can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have trouble. I always say I'm going to wait for something to drop in price, and then you see it there in the shop, and you think, oh, it looks so good. Last time it worked for me was Need for Speed. Hot Pursuit. I got that cheap because I waited a bit.
Yeah. Dark Tires I got for $17.
Yeah, I paid $60.
Couldn't wait on that. I GameFly Darksiders, so... That's pretty much what I do mostly anymore, is just GameFly stuff. And then if it's something I really want to purchase, like Brotherhood, I'll buy it.
You'll wait a year and then play it.
Yeah, exactly.
with me, I'll wait a while for the price to drop on the mainstream titles, the ones that you know are going to be around for a long time.
Is somebody cutting up cocaine?
The ones that have a high trade-in value. But my problem is some of the games I like are so, how should I say,
niche.
There's such a niche audience that you either pay them, you know, full price, or you wait, you know, if you wait to where they stop printing them, you'll end up paying more on eBay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Valkyria Chronicles was one such case, wasn't it, where they didn't do many of them. It was really popular, and you can hardly find it pre-owned now.
Yeah.
Marvel Capcom 2 actually is another great example of that on the PS2 and the Xbox.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's worth like... I've got it on the Xbox. I think it's worth like $65 now or something like that. Or yeah, at least it was last time I checked.
It was before they released the Xbox Live.
Right, exactly.
But the Xbox version sucked.
It was not that bad. That's what I played it on.
Oh, God. You need to play it on the Dreamcast.
Try playing the before they released it on Live Arcade. You should try playing the Xbox emulated on the 360.
Oh, I have. It's glitchy as shit.
Yeah, it's awful. Everybody's like, Wolverine is just like a mess of pixels. Like, it was awful.
It was awful.
But you're right, it's not really worth anything now that they released it on the Live Arcade and PSN.
Well, that's good. Stop paying overpriced for crappy versions.
You elitist.
Dude, you could have bought a Dreamcast and a copy of that game cheaper than you paid for that piece of shit Xbox version.
Do you know I bought the Xbox version when it first came out?
Well, I bought the Xbox version when it was $15. Or I bought it for $15 off somebody, actually, is what it was.
You should have played it when it was real.
Oh, I did play it when it was real.
No, I was talking to Drew.
Oh.
I did! My friend, I told you we had a, bootleg copy of it.
The Dreamcast.
Yeah, and we substituted the music.
So you didn't pay for the good version. You paid for the crappy one.
Because that was the one when I went home.
I mean, really, how many Dreamcast games did you pay for?
A lot.
No, you're a liar. And
I had an
import. How many did you burn?
You know what? The ratio is not a point here. I will have you know.
If only they made games like the Dreamcast games nowadays.
You know, I paid for so many because I had an import Dreamcast. I bought them from Japan. So yeah.
Yep. I remember that.
I spent plenty of money. Okay, don't criticize me. All right. Question number two: gaming makes you an angry person. Agree or disagree? I would disagree with that. I don't want to be angry.
Don't make me angry. makes Killer Wolverine angry.
I think it's a good way to get rid of your anger.
Just life makes Killer Wolverine angry.
Well, he gets angry at every game because every game cheats.
Yeah.
It's amazing with his small feet, his shoes are still too fucking tight.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
Alrighty then. Alright, number three. Mostly directed at Gambus, but feel free to pitch in. That means this is a boring question. Do you think Final Fantasy 13 needs a sequel? Personally, I think they should concentrate on Versus 13, this Type Zero nonsense, or maybe even 14. Or, I'm sorry, is that 14? Yeah, 14.
No, 15. Not
14.
15. 14 died a terrible death.
Are we really talking about Final Fantasy 15 already?
I didn't know Versus 13 was even still in the works because nobody even talks about it anymore.
They released a trailer in Japan like a couple weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, actually.
You know what?
It just seems kind of silly.
Sequel? Lost Odyssey.
Game should get a sequel is Skies of Arcadia. That's what game should get a sequel.
You know what game should get a sequel?
Blue Dragon.
Killer Instinct.
Are you still piping on about that?
You know what? We have to talk about fucking Two Human every week, so we're going to talk about Killer Instinct every week.
Yeah, that game ought to get a sequel, too.
Yeah.
One that delivers what the original one was supposed to have.
I don't know. I think that Final Fantasy, whatever, 13-2 or whatever you want to call it, I think let them bring it out. I mean, maybe it'll make them a little bit of revenue. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but Final Fantasy 13, as bad, quote-unquote bad as it was, it still sold relatively well.
Yeah, it did.
And so I think, if they get revenue and it helps them to create Versus 13, which looks pretty awesome, and hopefully, I'm hoping Kingdom Hearts 3, then maybe we can actually get, those two games out.
That's never going to happen.
Or Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
You never know.
Even when they announce it, it'll be like,
it'll be on the Wii.
They'll announce it like next year and it'll come out like in 2015. Anyway, last question. Do you like fish sticks?
Kanye West does.
Who doesn't like fish sticks?
I do.
Well, then you're a gay fish.
Oh.
No, gay fish.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
You've never seen the South Park episode?
No, I don't watch South Park anymore.
Oh, you should. It's still good. And he says, okay, I kind of ran out of ideas. Have a great show, guys. And why don't you try talking about like you were drunk for episode 200? I'm sure that'd be hilarious.
I could probably get drunk for episode 200 if I need to be.
Dude, I'm not getting drunk at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, okay?
I got nothing else to do.
Unless you want to do the show on like a Saturday night at like 10 p.m., I'm not getting drunk. And for John, that's like 3 in the morning or something.
I've done drunk podcasts before.
I don't think we've ever done a drunk podcast.
Well, you got a lot of people on the podcast that don't get
that
drunk.
Don't drink.
Yeah, this is true. All right, so now I'm going to
hit
maybe
I should.
That dude, I would give you money. I would pay for your beer.
Get him another Goldschlager.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And a fedora.
And a fedora. You gangster.
Oh, all right, on to the Twitter. Chamarungo said, never mind about Dragon Age being awesome. Fuck the fade.
Oh, I told you. The fade will piss you the hell off.
That's the only bad part, though.
It is.
That final boss fight was pretty rough.
See, you know what? I didn't have as much trouble with the final boss fight. I ended up having to drop the difficulty down because that game is just too friggin' hard. I had more trouble, though, with the boss in the... I'm trying to remember where it was now. It's the ugly evil... It's the little... The blob-looking thing.
That blob lady thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing sucked.
Yeah, that was the worst.
The final boss was easy for me because I managed to glitch and just use the catapults.
You spam the big bow
arrow thing.
Bastila, whatever they're called.
Alright, Mega Monkey says, do you ever wish you stuck with a few games and got really good at them instead of playing every major title for reviews? God, yes. I used to be so good at Mortal Kombat 2 because that's all I played, and now I probably couldn't even beat a 3-year-old.
Yeah, I was pretty good at Street Fighter 4 for a while, but I tried to play Super Street Fighter again the other day, and it was not. It did not go well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ken, weren't you in a? I mean, Zero, weren't you in a tournament?
Yeah, Mortal I used Kombat. To be in tournaments for Mortal Kombat 2 all the time.
How do you have a tournament for Mortal Kombat 2?
What do you mean, how do you have a tournament for Mortal Kombat
2? I mean, it's a great game, but it's not really a tournament fighter kind of game.
Wait a minute. How so?
How so? Have you ever played Mortal Kombat 1 or 2?
Yeah. Yes.
There's not even any combos or anything. It's
yeah,
just...
Yeah, there is.
Not in 2.
Yeah, there is. They just don't show up on the screen.
Well, right. They're just like... hit high punch 18 times.
No. There are actually combos. There are create-your-own combos.
There are combos.
I know, because I had the monster combo with Johnny Cage. It was nut punch, field goal kick, and then the bullet. The little, like, Hadouken thing.
I still... When I think of Tournament Fighter, the Mortal Kombat series is not what I think of.
Well, that
so
was
what about
back
the, what about that new what about the new games coming out?
Well, the new game's different. That's what I'm saying. 1 and 2 though were basically button mashers. The first
oh,
one
man.
Oh, I
Look, I love Mortal Kombat 2 as much as the next guy, but it just was not the kind of deep cerebral fighter that Street Fighter was.
Oh.
Okay, as much as I love Street Fighter, I do respect Mortal Kombat for what it is.
Mortal Kombat 2 to me was still a tournament fighter.
You guys are acting like I'm saying I hate Mortal Kombat. I love Mortal Kombat 2. I'm just saying that it's not, like, I always thought of Mortal Kombat 2 like I thought of Killer Instinct. It was, you know, it was a fighter that you played more for fun than real competition.
No, I used to play that game hardcore competition, and they had huge competitions up at that place that they closed down up in Dayton, the Malibu.
Yes, Malibu.
That's where they had that's where they had the tournaments. That's where I played.
I mean, really, as much as I loved Mortal Kombat was not about bell to bell for me. It was all about getting the fight over with so I could do the fatalities.
Then you were doing it wrong.
Well, maybe so, but I had a lot of fun with them.
And I did, too.
Oh.
All right. Mega Man 117 says, I nominate N4G Podcast for a Shorty Award in gaming because they make the only podcast about gaming I listen to.
No, nice.
Well, thank you. What is a Shorty Award?
It's the Podcast Internet Awards.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. I think that's our only nomination.
Yeah, I would guarantee it.
I know me and K-Dub nominate us for the Podcast Awards.
Oh. That's kind of biased, ain't it?
Hey, I mean, if you're running for president, would you vote for yourself?
No, I vote for Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse!
He also
Who
said,
was that in the background?
That was him, wasn't it? He was like that stepped was into the background.
Unless somebody behind you said, Mickey Mouse!
Yeah, that was Gambus.
Nice.
Alright, he also says, hate to say this, but last week you were wrong.
Yes, I know I was wrong.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Kid Icarus Uprising does not come with the DS. And apparently Wombold was telling DML Fury that he should be sure to tell her that you're on the N4G podcast.
Yeah, because he was talking about how he was going to try and date Miss USA because she lives so close. And I said, well, be sure to tell her you're on the N4G podcast. That'll impress her.
Doesn't
that... She goes to UGA and that's like 5 minutes away from me.
Isn't that like the instant panty dropper?
It is, from what I understand. I don't know.
I mean, I just like, I walk into public places and say that, and they just fall.
Well, I'm going to try that then. Jesus.
Dude, YouTube it, because I want to see the reaction.
Oh.
Hey, baby, I'm on the N4G podcast. Like, what is the N4G podcast?
What
Here,
is
let
a,
me show away from me, you creepy, creepy man.
What is a podcast, you nerd?
What is a podcast? What is an N4G?
Here's the thing. If I don't know meet a girl and she says she doesn't know what the N4G podcast is, I'm not fucking dating her.
Wow. You have severely limited your options.
You have. Good luck with that, brother. Good luck
bitch,
with
you
that.
Don't know
in any life.
You know what? My wife knew about it was because we were together when the first episode aired.
Yep.
Nice.
So there you go. We got a follow Friday from H-Dogger. H-Dogger also wants to know what our favorite parody movie is.
Mm.
Wow. Probably Airplane.
Yes, the original.
You know, I think I'm going to go with Scary Movie, the first one. That was a really funny movie.
It was.
I also like Spaceballs.
Yeah. Oh, Spaceballs is classic.
Yeah, Spaceballs.
Hot Shots.
Yeah, Hot Shots. One inch.
And Top Secret. I like that.
Yeah. Blazing Saddles.
Well, Blazing Saddles is great. A movie I watched recently, Dracula Dead and Loving It.
That's because it's on Netflix, baby.
That's a funny movie.
It's on Netflix.
It's yeah, I watched it on Netflix. That's how we watched it.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
My favorite part is when he's trying to command her from the balcony, and she trips over the footstool, and he's like, "Open the door and come out. You are in the closet."
I like the part where that dude is like, bite me, or something. I forgot which he said something.
Oh, that's such a great movie.
He's eating the bugs. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Renfield.
Yeah.
Renfield, I'm eating or drinking wine and eating chicken. Anybody who hasn't seen that movie is probably sitting there going, this does not sound like a funny movie.
It's hilarious. If anybody out there's listening hasn't seen Dracula Dead and Loving It, they need to watch it.
It's very funny.
Yeah, and it's streaming
on
Netflix.
If you like Leslie Nielsen, it's very funny.
Yeah.
All right. Tyrant94 says, "Hey, N4G dudes, been playing DC Universe, and it is sweet. Something about killing gorillas on the beach is very intoxicating."
I do that on my vacations.
Okay.
The journey is expensive.
Well, I've said it's expensive. I mean, you gotta pay top dollar to kill gorillas.
Drew's got expensive tastes. Drew's got expensive gorilla killing tastes.
Altus1 says, "Tuesday is going to fucking rock. Which one of you guys are looking forward to? Dead Space, Crysis 2 multiplayer demo, or the Bulletstorm demo?"
I'm looking forward to Dead Space 2.
I'm not looking forward to Dead Space 2.
I'm going to kick you in the face.
You're looking back at it.
No, I'm looking
forward to the Bulletstorm demo.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to both of the demos because I've already beat Dead Space.
Crysis looks good. And, well, Bulletstorm looks interesting, so.
Alright, Jerkstore81 says, "Who do you think is the worst developer out there? His vote is for Sega."
I don't know.
You know what?
Sega has some good stuff.
Obsidian,
yeah. Okay, Alpha Protocol and Fallout New Vegas.
Should we start
I'm
there?
I'm keeping quiet.
I mean, if you want to talk about KOTOR 2, you can. Go ahead.
Yes, that game was crap.
Okay.
I don't know, I think Grin is probably, and they don't even exist anymore, so that's...
Well, there's a reason why it's called Wanted Weapons of Fate.
Okay, yeah. First off, they made Bionic Commando. I enjoyed Bionic Commando,
I did.
That reminds me, I actually put that in today for about 5 minutes. Fucking pile of shit.
Dude, what?
Bionic Commando?
Yeah, absolutely awful. It took me, I don't know, about 15 attempts to do some of that tutorial stuff with the grappling hook because it is broken.
I beat the game.
I did too. That was a great game.
Now you're sadists.
No.
Sadists.
You're the one that's playing Fallout.
Yeah, you want to play Fallout New Vegas.
At least
me and
a couple million
other people.
Whatever.
Yeah, all you have to do is look at the sales between Bionic Commando and Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, is it about sales now?
Just sad.
Well, no, but that gives you a pretty good indication of its popularity relative to each other.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's not all about sales, but it gives you a decent idea of its
popularity. I didn't expect you to be...
The sales of Beyond Good and Evil.
Again, I didn't say that it's representative of quality. I said it's a good indicator of which one's more popular. There's a difference. Beyond Good and Evil, number one, everybody who talks about how awesome Beyond Good and Evil was now, only about 10% of them actually played it when the game came out. That's number one. And number two, Beyond Good and Evil was not a popular game when it came out. It was a really good game, but it was not popular. That's the difference.
Now, we're not talking about popular here. Me and John are having a conversation about a broken game.
I didn't... I must admit, I'm only a very short way into it, but I got rather frustrated at the tutorial level, and I ended up doing a Killer Wolverine and swearing a lot and slam a controller down in a hissy fit.
I only played the multiplayer demo of Bionic Commando, and I thought it was one of the worst things I'd ever played in my life.
Thank you.
But it was just the multiplayer.
Yeah, you keep just quiet just over there.
Just kick me in the nuts, why don't you?
I think I played the first stage of Bionic Commando, and I was just kind of like, eh.
You be quiet too, Final Fantasy.
Okay, now.
Wow.
We're all going to be in our own little corners ready to fight everybody.
This is the episode where everybody, like, turns away.
I think that happened about 160 episodes ago.
Yeah, that's already happened.
So, anyway, I don't know. I think Obsidian is bad. I mean, you know, look at Alpha Protocol. I mean, that game was broken.
Yeah, I know.
I can't understand how that company continues to get these huge franchises from other people and their crap. I don't get it.
But as far as him saying Sega, I mean, a lot of people don't like the series, but Yakuza is actually a fantastic series. Valkyria Chronicles is fantastic.
I love the Sega Sonic All-Star Racing. I thought that was awesome.
It just depends. Yep. I mean, Sega's hit or miss. It depends on whether they develop it there or who they sort of outsource it to and then publish. Because every superhero game they've ever made is ass.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's ass walking.
Sassy McGee.
McGee. All right, Quality Beats 84. Yes, I got your Twitter message, but I was half asleep. We will try to have you on next week to talk about it, but he just wanted to say he wanted to spread the news that Two Worlds 2 is awesome and that he's sure that I talked about it. And I did.
There you go.
And then H-Dogger and Altus. Excuse me.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Yeah, had a back and forth about me playing Dead Space 2. And apparently I'm a bitch.
Oh, so,
there you go. And then Tortellini1 says, I hope you guys have a good show. When you guys are gaming, what do you like to eat and drink?
Mm.
I don't eat anything because I don't want Cheetos in my controller.
That's true.
But I do drink lots of Coca-Cola.
Oh, cherry Coke.
Depends on my mood.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm a Piv guy. I do like cherry Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
I think I don't think you guys have them. They're made by Trolley. It's the Peachios.
Yeah,
the Peachios? Peach gummy things. Those things are awesome.
Good. I'm a big fan of the sour worms, but I'm the type of person that eats or drinks a whole lot of different stuff. So it really just depends on my mood.
Same here.
Is it time for wasabi peas?
Wasabi peas.
Wasabi peas.
You can't go wrong with wasabi peas.
I disagree with that.
And for drink, I've been becoming fond of the woodchuck cider.
Woodchuck?
What?
You know what? That makes you sound like you're an animal pedophile.
It's a beer made with apples.
What?
Yeah,
hang on.
It's pretty good.
Do you guys know what cider is?
I mean, we have apple cider here around the. It's probably means something different here than it does.
Over here, it's very very big cider. I'm surprised you guys don't sort of really. Okay.
We have apple cider that we have every year. It's like non-alcoholic, obviously, but I think you can make it alcoholic, but
you can make anything alcoholic with a little Jack.
Right.
You.
So, but it's kind of like a spiced apple drink.
Yeah.
Over here, cider is an alcoholic apple drink over here.
Oh, gotcha.
Or pears. They do it with pears and mixed berries and all sorts.
I guess Gambus is growing up over there. He's married and drinking a burger.
I'm pretty sure they do that here too.
All right. Well, that's all the tweets I have. So, Gambus, you do your shouts, and do we have any reviews?
No reviews.
Son of a bitch!
I know they're slacking, man. They've been slacking for 3 weeks.
Good God Almighty! So, Gambus, you get come back from 2 weeks, and I've messed up your shout outs every week. So,
I'll give it. I'd like to give a shout out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast. Really good podcast about Japanese games. Shout out to Front Towards Gamer podcast, the Pink and Deadly podcast. Let me see here. And that's it.
All right, I do have one thing from our friends over at Front Towards Gamer. He sent me an email. I did not reply. I do apologize. It's been a crazy week with moving the new site over. But he wanted me to promote their newest initiative. It's called Gamers with Guts. The tagline is, let's face it, gamers are generally overweight bastards who could stand to lose a few pounds. So take a look at our weight loss plan for gamers. Lose a little weight, earn a little money to help us build video game care packages for the troops.
Huh. Interesting.
That's awesome.
So sweet. Head on over to fronttowardsgamer.com, get on the plan, earn some money, send some stuff off.
They do a lot of really great stuff over there.
Yes, they do, and that's why I love promoting them every chance I get.
I have one small shout-out.
Well, you're not allowed.
Well, damn it. I'm sorry, Soul Death. Soul's Death.
I like how you sneak it in anyway.
Yeah. It's a guy who added me on Steam, actually, and said he listened to the show. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people listening. Thanks for listening. Listen to us.
A lot of people.
A lot of people listening. Listen to this.
A lot of people listen to some dead air right now.
Puzzle Quest.
There you go. John got it.
Well, I don't have anything else. Does anybody else have anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Well, I guess it's time for you to return to your duties, Gambus.
To my job, my occupation.
After eating that Taco Bell, Ken's going to return to his duties here in a minute when we get done with the show.
Key word there is duty.
Oh, yes. Well, for those of you who this is your first episode, the way that we exit.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Is. Goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
Oh, you can.
Mario! Zero Dollar!
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.